the Federal Emergency Management Agency is allocating another $3.4 million to the state of Colorado for the Marshall Fire Recovery. The agency plans to split the funds, with more than half going to Colorado Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management for the firefight and recovery efforts. The remainder will go towards reimbursing the Colorado Division of Fire Prevention and Control for fire suppression. FEMA has thus far provided a total of $35 million to Colorado for the aftermath of the Marshall Fire. A ruling this week by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals deemed the Deferred Action of Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, policy unlawful, effectively locking new applicants out of the protections against deportation. DACA provides a protected, newable 2-year status for qualifying recipients who arrived in the U.S. as children and comply with a list of requirements and regular background checks. Around 14,000 DACA recipients live in Colorado. They are now held in a grace period, with looming fear of deportation as the challenge moves through the court system. Colorado State Immigration Director of Forward U.S., Marissa Molina, issued a statement calling on lawmakers to pass a pathway to citizenship. The Boulder Police Department arrested another man involved in the shooting on University Hill this past Sunday. KGN News' Kiara DeMare reports.
Police arrested an 18-year-old on Wednesday on 2 felony charges of attempted murder and misdemeanor disorderly conduct. The suspect, identified as Gabriel Sharma, is in Boulder County Jail held on a $500,000 bond. The Boulder District Attorney's Office, Longmont Police, and the Boulder County SWAT team joined the Boulder Police in a search warrant at Sharma's home in Longmont. Police say they recovered a semi-automatic rifle and a revolver from the scene. Boulder Police Chief Maris Harold said the department will be increasing patrols and conducting other initiatives on University Hill. For KGNU, I'm Kiara DeMare.
President Biden has plans to start pardoning convicted felons with charges involving marijuana possession. KGNU's Christian Garibay has more.
President Joe Biden announced yesterday that he has begun pardoning people in prison for marijuana possession convictions. After years of research and testimony from advocates who argue marijuana has fewer harmful effects than alcohol, Biden says that he is working to reclassify the drug. Maya Wiley, president and CEO of the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, said in a White House press release that reclassifying marijuana to a Schedule I drug will be a step in ending the war on drugs. "For too long, the so-called war on drugs has harmed communities of color," said Wiley. "This action addresses the deep racial inequities that have ravaged neighborhoods. Most of these arrests come from underrepresented neighborhoods with communities of color." For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
The Colorado.gov state web portal is back online after a cybersecurity incident yesterday. The Governor's Office of Information Technology and State Emergency Operations Center got the website back online with the assistance from Statewide Internet Portal Authority. The state's website is actively being monitored and is a collaborative investigation between the state and its partners nationwide. President Joe Biden will designate Camp Hale, near Leadville, a national monument during his trip to Colorado next week. The president's trip, according to the Colorado Sun, comes in time for him to rally support for Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennett for his November re-election bid. 10th Mountain Division soldiers trained at Camp Hale before being sent off to battle during World War II. A meeting between Governor Jared Polis, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and Senator Bennett led to the discussion of the possibility of executive action on getting Camp Hale protected. An anonymous reporter for the Colorado Sun confirmed the president's arrangements on visiting the state this coming Wednesday. Today's weather in Boulder shows patchy drizzles before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of showers after 4, patchy fog before noon, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 54. There's a chance of rain, 20%. Tonight, a 10% chance of showers before 7 p.m., partly cloudy, with a low around 39. Light and variable wind. Outside the KGNU station, it's around 41 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.